there's always the hot shot on the board. There's always the hot shot at the tailgate. You know, football, basketball. It's the scheme. Look at the offense they run. Are you watching what we're watching? I mean, really, are you watching what we're watching? Yesterday in particular, one open shot after another. Now, Jamari Wheeler is missing open shots, all right? To be frank with you, let's be, again, we're having a totally honest conversation here about this. Jamari Wheeler's open for a reason. The other team wants him to shoot. Unless he makes two of them, not one, he has to make two of them for them to really come out and play him. John Herra goes out. You're obviously not going to do this. Like when Kofi Coburn goes out, you know, it's like you're going to slough way off of him. All right, same thing with Johnny, because Johnny's not going to shoot it. Wheeler can shoot it, but you're not going to play him. Okay, you want him to shoot that shot. Seth Lundy, you don't. Myron Jones, you don't. Miles Dredd, you don't. And even though Isaiah Brockington has gone a while since hitting a three, Zay only takes one of them a game, unless it's late shot clock. He usually just tries taking one a game. You look at it, it's like, okay, he's 0-1, 0-1, 0-1. But you have to play out on Brockington for this reason. Brockington can hit the 15 to 17 foot jumper. Because he hits the 15 to 17 foot jumper, when he catches the ball at the 3-point line, you can't lay off of him. Because all he has to do is step in like 2-3 steps and he can take the shot. So you got to play out on him too. They're getting open shots. Miles Dredd can put the game away with a wide open three in the corner. Wide open. Can put the game away. Okay? Well, guess what? Sometimes you miss it. Okay? The set they ran at the end of the Michigan State game. On the wing, wide open three, Miles Dredd, right on line, just missed. Because right now, for whatever reason, you have a team-wide shooting slump. And they're getting open shots. Now, the last play of the game, I like the last play of the game that Jim called for. They take him, run Brockington to a strong hand, his left, goes in there. And I didn't think there was a foul in that play. I really didn't. All right? He just got tied up on the thing. All right. Now, I think Penn State's spacing was lousy. Penn State has to do a better job of spacing. It's one thing you watch Michigan. Michigan has superior spacing. It's part of the NBA concepts that Juwan Howard has, where the spacing is terrific and there are options off the spacing. Penn State, when Penn State's been running well this year, they've had great spacing. And they had some great spacing yesterday. Well, again, it wasn't clogged up yesterday. Not in the least. They had one wide open shot after another, and he just didn't hit it. Now, here's where the players made a mistake yesterday. And this is a big mistake. Every game I do when it gets under 4 minutes, and it's close, and they played 17 games this year, 8 of the 17 have been 5 points or less. I always, off of every timeout, the under four, and then any coach timeout, I give a game reset. Score, team fouls, timeouts remaining, possession arrow, who's in foul trouble. Simple. When I give you the fouls, I give them for two reasons. So let's take yesterday. I told you that Nebraska had 18 fouls. That meant any foul, Penn State is at the line, it's 1+1. Unless it's a shooting foul, it's 2. But any foul is going to put them at the line. I told you that Penn State had 14 fouls. And I explained the dual purpose of that. In other words, on a foul, Nebraska's not shooting. And number two, if Nebraska got the ball, Penn State had 2 fouls to give. When Nebraska got the ball on a live ball turnover, that's the key. The bench was yelling to foul as quickly as possible. Now, why? To stop him from scoring? Yeah, that's one, but that's not the entire reason. Okay? Obviously, you want to stop him from scoring, before he takes a shot. But the other part is, because it's a live ball turnover, everybody, it becomes a scramble drill. Okay? By committing the foul, you now can set your defense up. And by the way, still had the luxury of another foul to give. And the players on the play had some brain slippage and did not do. The bench was yelling, foul him, foul him. Right? Not in the shot, just foul him. Right? That way we'll set up the defense. And you saw, if you watched the Illinois-Nebraska game, you saw Nebraska at the end of that game try and run a play. And they never even got a shot up. They got all fouled up. McGowan's had it. Allen came over. We don't know what Allen was doing. We think Allen thought he was setting a screen. All he did was bring his man with him and create a double team. And in 2021, this was the perfect pandemic reaction. Fred Hoiberg was so mad at his team on that play Friday night, he ripped off his mask and he threw it to the floor. Okay, now that's 2021 right there. But that's why you foul there. You foul on that particular, and the bench was yelling to foul him. They were well aware of what the team foul situation was. Again, it's under that category. There are games that fall into the category of, boy, you feel like this is a must-win, a line-in-the-sand game. And then there are a couple of games along the way where you say, you know what, this is in the category of game you can't lose. Yesterday was under that category of game you can't lose, and they did. I think that's a fair assessment of what we saw. It also kept Matt from talking about the Eagles and Zach Ertz. All right.
Yes, another frustrating situation. That's another topic for another day.
These are your people.
Yep.
See, the difference is I'm able to calmly talk about what was an on-the-floor disaster yesterday in a calm, reasonable, logical way. Okay? I called, not once did I call for anybody to be fired.
No, and to be fair, I think there was fault on both sides yesterday, but definitely with the players, and that last is mostly on the players. You kind of know the situation.
Well, especially in an empty arena. I know they're piping in noise, but they can hear you. Okay? They can hear you. They're yelling foul. We can see them yelling foul. Yeah? What terrible coaching at the end. Yeah, the group that was yelling foul him. Yeah, you're right. That's horrible. Okay, go back to your keyboard. All right, back with more in a moment. You're on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.